This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Party Line Tuesday edition. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it is Tuesday, Holy Week Tuesday. We're going to have a great show for you today. We've got Ricardo Cortez coming in, and we're going to be talking all things art and murals and all the things that he's been doing around town. And really just kind of get to know Ricardo more so and what he's been able to accomplish in his life. Top of the hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Chuck Dietzen. Dr. Dietzen, formerly with IU Riley, and now is an author and also quite an expert on the crucifixion and in particularly the Shroud of Turin. We're going to be talking about all of those things today on this edition of Party Line. But before we do all of that, I got to let you know about our sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deal, save money now. 24/7, welovebigdeals.com. And the big deal today is Sweet Salvation Bakery in Delphi. Make sure you get over there. Get $5 discount certificates at welovebigdeals.com for just $3. For $3, you get $5. Hey, that's deflation. I like that. BooneCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, all bringing you free local news service for your area, whether it be Lebanon, whether it be Delphi, whether it be Flora, whether it be good old Frankfort, and everywhere else in Clinton County. Also, WILO Party Line Telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, bringing you not only the Party Line, but all the other events, including tonight's State of the City with the Mayor, Judy Sheets. Mayor will be speaking tonight at Scanta Theater, and that will be broadcast on HoosierlandTV.com. I may have to be watching it there. I've got another meeting, but trying to get to Scanta. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, all bringing you not just today's Party Line, but all the Hoosierland telecast, ball games, and everything else. So today, you might want to know what's going on with the weather. It is a little, well, hey, why would we not expect this? March, the last day of March, it is Indiana. Today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. We're looking at a high of 77, not too bad. Tonight, showers likely. A possible thunderstorm before 8, then more showers likely after 9. And then we're looking at a low tonight of 50. And then tomorrow, well, all that changes. We go back down into the 50s, so high of 59 tomorrow. And then Thursday, your outlook for Monday, Thursday, looking at a chance, 60% chance of rain with a high of 76. So 50s, 70s, 50s, 70s. It's the roller coaster. I say this all the time. And joining me in studio right now is Ricardo Cortez. And I say this all the time, Ricardo. Really, we should create a roller coaster ride for either Indiana Beach or Holiday World that it just is simply called Indiana Weather, and have it all over the place. I mean, you got rain, you get wet, you get cold, you get heat, you get all the curves, the bouncing. It's, you get it all. Yes. I think that'd be a great roller coaster ride.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, good morning. How are
good
you this morning?
Good morning. Fine.
Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I appreciate the opportunity to do this.
And thank you for all the stuff that you're doing. I mean, you make our windows at the chamber beautiful each and every season, and we've got our front window that we normally have the town street, and we've been trying to kind of add to it, and you're going to add some more to it. We're going to kind of celebrate the 250th anniversary or birthday of our country as well. But before we go into all of that, tell me, how did you get involved in artwork? I mean, what was your story?
As far as I can remember, as a young kid, just drawing stick figures, and I was,
which I can't even do that. I'm just telling you, my stick figures end up either real fat, or they're just sticks with little bug eyes, you know.
So, well, I've gotten a lot of influence even when I was a kid. At the time when I was a kid, at that time during that era, we had one TV, black and white, and no phone. And a big family, and I used to watch these shows, and they would show the alphabet, and the artist would create something from that, a certain letter, every day. So I was always fascinated with that.
Really?
Yes. And then I can remember one time, even as young as five, that I had a John James Audubon book. I was fascinated by all his artwork. And then from then on, I just kept drawing, doodling, and this and that.
Did you start doodling? Is that kind of where it started?
Yes.
You started kind of just your own drawings and doodling as you saw these other drawings being done?
The thing about that during that time growing up drawing is that we didn't have all the technology we have today. All the computer software, everything else. Now you have Procreate and all this other stuff. It does everything for you, AI. Back then I had to draw. If I wanted to draw something, I had to look at it and draw it, get the scaling right, get the detail right. And that's, I think, what made me very good at what I do now, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, no, you are very good. And you, because you mentioned the word scale, that's very important because somebody might see a picture and they say, oh, that's what I want. Mm. But to bring that to scale, say, on a mural or on a window or somewhere that's bigger or smaller, that scale is important, and you've got to be able to recreate the dimension. You've got to be able to restructure that in your brain.
Yes.
It would be a mess.
If you ever see an artist, old videos or whatever, where the artist is doing a portrait and they hold their thumb up, that's what they're doing. They're scaling. Scaling.
Now, and so scaling, because I see that even with people that are doing videography and things where they're kind of checking the scene, the view. How does that, so you're scaling based on your thumb size?
Yes. For instance, a figure, a ordinary human figure is eight heads high, tall.
Eight what?
Eight heads.
Oh, eight heads. Okay.
So if you take someone's head and broke it down.
Okay, now I'm just putting my thumb on your head, and that's pretty much the size. I'm almost... I still got a little bit more. Not to say that you have a big head. My thumb is not real big, but the... Well, okay, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I've learned something. I need to learn something every day, so I've learned that. I didn't realize. So eight heads is the size of what now again?
The human figure.
A human figure.
Now, a superhero, though, is nine heads high.
So you're going to go a little extra for a superhuman. So you're going to scale that larger because they're larger than life. You're trying to create that persona.
And there's certain methods. There's a grid method. There's a doodle method that artists use, especially muralists. And that's how they scale.
Did you have formal training?
No.
Wow, that's amazing. You are so artistic and have no formal training. That's crazy.
I'm a self-taught artist, but I never stop learning.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, well, that's the key. That's important. So what was your journey? I mean, so you grew up mostly in Frankfort.
Mm-hmm.
You started down in Texas, I think you said.
Yes. Well, when I started going to school here in Kyger, so I was a Kyger cat.
Yeah,
Kyger cat. And then anyways.
My wife was as well.
And then when I got into high school, there were some certain artists. Beek Benili was a very known, well-known artist, and he did a lot of airbrush. So I was fascinated by his work. And there's some other artists that were John Sneathan, sign painter.
Oh, yeah, I remember Joe Sneathan, yeah.
Yeah. Joe Sneathan.
Yeah, Joe did a great job.
And I went to school with his daughter. She was in one of my art classes. But growing up here, a lot of the gearheads, what I refer to as gearheads, car enthusiasts, had me do stuff on their cars. I said, are you sure? So that kept me kind of in practice, and it made me appreciate lettering and painting on cars, and there was a whole different aspect of art.
So you were doing that as a youngster? I mean, yes. Teenager, mm-hmm. you were drawing mm-hmm. on cars?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, when I graduated for our senior prom, I did our backdrop.
Really?
Yes. So that was, and then all my art projects.
Now, what year was that?
1975.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. What was the theme? Do you remember?
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. Well, that was a popular tune back then.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Led Zeppelin. Yeah. So
it was clouds with a stairway going up the clouds.
Okay. And that was for the prom.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Senior prom. Okay. So you graduate from in 75 from Frankfort High School. You started as a Kiger Cat, went mm-hmm. through and became a hot dog. What after that?
After that, got married, worked around the places around here. Was working at North Fork and Western Railroad. Mm-hmm. They closed the yard down, which is pretty sad because I really enjoyed being a carman there, repairing cars and taught the basics of welding.
Were you doing artwork on the side then too? Were you
all just the time?
Okay, all the time.
Right. I was always getting requests and this and that, and never took it seriously. But I did a lot of projects. Even when during my marriage, I did a lot of projects. And I look back and some of these projects are still there. Or people remind me, hey, remember when you did this and did that?
Did you do any graffiti on the trains, cars?
No.
Because, hey, that's some artwork
there. I know. That's fascinating.
It's a fascinating
thing. As a matter of fact, some of the most well-known graffiti artists actually became real famous because graffiti art was being taken more seriously as actual art.
Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting.
But you were a good boy. You never graffitied.
No.
Okay.
Never did any
go.
Tagging or this okay. and that. You know? Okay. But that was a trend too, as well, and pretty serious consequences if you got caught.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It wasn't considered art back then.
No.
It was considered vandalism.
Right.
And well, still is. But there are some beautiful expressions of art sometimes that I'm like, wow, somebody painted that like in one night under a bridge, and that. It is pretty amazing.
Yes, so. It is.
So you finish up with the railroad, and
after that, I had a family to support. So, and I had a brother that was drafted, an older brother that was drafted, and I considered the military, and it turned out to be a good career in the military.
Yeah.
So I joined the Army, and I was 27 years old, not a young guy for being in the military.
Yeah.
And I think 83. I went in 83, and from that point on, even as in basic training, the drill sergeant, because they love artists, mm-hmm. the military, any branch of service love artists.
Why? Why is that?
Because they want to express their unit, esprit
okay.
de corps,
yeah.
and
yeah,
things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
oh,
that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
So in the military, though, I did one of my first murals in the military in basic training.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Where was the mural at? Where did you put it?
In Disney Barracks in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Wow. That's where my brother went to basic training in Fort Knox. Yeah.
I was also stationed there. One of my tours was stationed to be in Fort Knox, which is nice because it was close home.
Yeah. Is that mural still there?
I don't know. I don't have an idea.
So let's talk about, you know, murals in the sense that because you do all kinds of art, you do window art, and you do sculpting.
Yes.
And you did some great artwork for us with our lamps and lights in the iron block building, because some of your lamps are really amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, because it's just beyond painting. You do a lot more than that. What is there a different mindset that you take when you're sculpting versus painting?
Most definitely. It's no different than if you're going to do a painting, oil painting on canvas. If you're doing a portrait, if you're doing a landscape, if whatever you're doing, you have to know the basic fundamentals. And even when it comes to the mediums, know the basic fundamentals because you're very limited. You can't do something with oils that you can do with watercolors and vice versa.
Mm. So it's even in the world of painting, it's different mindsets and different the way we got to think.
Yes, and when it comes to murals, you have to understand what the substrate is.
Yeah.
The different surfaces with cinder block, corrugated metal, this and that. You got to know how to do the prepping and this and that. The one in Prairie Creek Park, though, I was very honored that they picked my design.
Mm.
The original location was going to be on the wall by the creek.
Right.
So they, and then they realized this was not cost effective. It was going to be too much to prep. So they moved it over to the wall by the stand where they had all the bands and everything, stage, so which was nice. And so that was even a lot better deal there, because they prepped the wall, they furnished a lift, and then they sealed the wall as well.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We were just down there yesterday with some crossing kids. We took a group of crossing kids to Prairie Creek Park talking. We started a program called Just Serve, and we're down there talking to them about, well, vision and, you know, how to look at things. And the mural was brought up. They looked at the mural. We told them your story about how you you painted that. The you were commissioned to do that. When you because sometimes people give you themes and tell you, or you have an idea, but your idea has to get changed. How do you go about putting their idea and still trying to be, you know, keep your artistic expression intact and your integrity there?
Well, it's sometimes it's challenging. Regardless, it's challenging, to say the least. And I enjoy, I really appreciate a challenge. If it's not challenging, then it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be challenging for me. And that's what makes that what initiates your creative mind and design. So when they told me what the theme was, and that was they say it was the arts and nothing else. That's all they said.
Okay,
was the arts. So okay, yeah,
and you brought them all together.
Yeah,
I mean, the music
and coincidentally, they actually the sketch that I did was a 18 inches by 9 foot sketch.
Right,
and I laid it out on the table. And I told them, this is what it's going to look like. And it's according to the wall by the creek originally. And I still have that sketch. And this is so they have an idea of what it's going to look like. This is scaled down. So if I blew this up 10 times, this is what it would look like on your wall.
So they get to see it.
Yes.
Before it. And because you've done that with us. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the chamber, you have sketched out something or even... I don't know what the chalk, white chalk or whatever, on the window. And we say, oh yeah, that looks awesome. And then of course, you know, me, I always got to add something to it. But the thing that I think is so important for people to understand and to recognize is that I love working with you, Ricardo, because you're not one of those artists that's just, it's my way or the highway. You are willing to consider, all opinions and try to bring them all together. I think that really kind of is what separates you.
Well, that's what really makes it easy as well. What is it that you want? What is it that you're looking for? And sketches help out quite a bit. When I laid out the sketch for the committee, they made a couple changes, which is fine. And I always expect that, you know. And but the thing I told them, look, this is in black and white. Just use your imagination. If you can imagine this in color.
Yeah. Well, you've got also some, you mentioned earlier technology.
Yes.
You got a new piece of technology.
Oh,
it's pretty fun.
Yes.
My land, that is awesome. We got to experience that the other day. It is unreal. Tell us about it.
Well, every time I want to try something or I see something, I say, I think I can try that. I think that might work. And the VR goggles, virtual reality goggles, they are designed for gaming. But muralists have started using them more and more, and saves a lot of time. And it projects the image that you want to draw on the wall, and or it can be any size, 8x10 to a 8x10 piece of paper to a 20x30 foot wall. And it makes it so much easier. And it's so easy. I just did one. I just used it and did a project, and it was fascinating.
Well, you say it's easy, but I mean, it's not easy at all when I look at it. But what it does, it opens up the opportunity for the person that's going to receive the art, or the person that is commissioning the art, that's probably the best way to say it, to be able to experience it just like you see it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of it.
Yes. And it gives the client an idea, okay, this is what it's going to look like. Before I would make sketches, okay, can you visualize this on your wall?
Yeah.
Or make it to scale, even a sketch to scale. And it just cuts out a lot of the time and breaks it down. It's so much easier. It's so nice.
And it's full color.
Yes. the thing about these goggles is you can use them in the daytime.
Yeah.
So before, when I did the mural at the Prairie Creek Park, I used a projector, and I had to use it at night, in the middle of the night where it's really dark, and you could see the outlines. And basically, that's the advantage to using a projector. Just getting the outline on there, and then the real artistic talent comes in when you have to fill
everything in.
Yes.
Because you've got to come up with a color scheme. You've got to come up with the tints.
Right.
I mean, that's something that we don't think about, the dimension, the shadows, how it looks, and how it even looks even during certain times of the day, different times of the day.
Exactly. That makes and when I was working on that mural, I had my brother help me with the mural. He likes to paint, but he's not at the level that I'm at, but he's always learning, always wanting to learn. And the thing I told him, that when you're working on this part, stand back, look at it, come back. Well, it might look really good close up, but when you stand back, it could look all distorted.
Yeah.
And the other thing I told him about the murals is I always start with the background. Usually start with the background, whether it's a painting or whatever. It makes it a lot easier, and then fill in all the detail work. And I told him, look, don't mix any paint. Do not mix any paint. Do not use for shading, because if you mix a paint and then you have to go back and fix it and you don't no longer have this shade, it's really hard to, you know. I could do it, but it takes time and it takes a lot of experience. What I told him was, look, three basic shades. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Three basic shades other than black and white. Black for shadowing, white for highlights.
What normally gets your creative juices going? I mean, because a lot of times you'll come up and they'll say, hey, I got an idea. And I say, hey, look, that's great, because I've got an idea too. And normally our ideas, we merge them. But what is what gets your creative juices flowing?
Well, as soon as a potential client contacts me, say, hey, I want a spring theme. I want some flowers. Okay, got it.
Beautiful on the side of our building. You're doing a great job.
Yes, and that's basically how it started.
Yeah.
Joel, very nice guy.
Yeah, great guy.
He said he wants...
Joel and Jenny and Mary, yes, they're all great people.
They wanted some spring flowers. Okay. I already got an idea of what's going on. As soon as they mention something, it's already creating.
Yeah.
I'm already in the creative mode.
And then you just... And what's so great, it pours out of you.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out of you. And then if something wants to be tweaked, you can normally do that.
Yep.
You can tweak it. And so thinking of staying on the theme of creativity, if you had unlimited budget anywhere in the world, is there a project you would like to do? Is there something you haven't done? Because you and I have talked about sculpting.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see more sculptures like the one in front of the library. I love that sculpture. I talk about this all the time. The little boy just running with the books.
Right.
Yes. I think it's 3D. It's 4D. It comes to life. It brings things to life.
And that's another thing I've been fascinated with sculpting. I did two sculptures. One was from in junior high. One was from clay, and then the other one was from the stuff that you mix in the carton, and you pour it, and it gets hard, and then you take the carton away from it, and it starts shaping it. So that was I was very fascinated as a young age in sculpting. And then when I got into the working at a steel mill, as soon as I got certified as a welder, I started sculpting with metal.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And then so metals, clay, wood, whatever it is, it's if it's challenging, I'll go for it.
We need to put together just a fun day where you can do a lot of that and bring people in, and that we can see how, whether it be from clay, whether it be from welding, and just go from station to station, and maybe just take a day and, half a day or whatever, and go from station to station and show people what it's like. Because that, to me, is my dad was talented. Like, he could take metal and tack a bead on it, and he could put anything, make it about anything work. I learned to weld early on, but nothing like he could do. And that was a gift. I mean, that was a talent, just to be able to weld a bead and so that it holds, but if you can do that artistically and create it artistically, to me, that is amazing.
Yes. Welding also is an art, and sculpturing. I love sculpturing.
Yeah.
The most recent stuff that I've been doing in the past few years was steampunk. People are so fascinated.
Yeah, steampunk. That's some of our steampunk lamps that we have.
Yes. And that's a lot of fun, especially when you I started doing airships, and that's the H.G. Wells, Jules Verne version of a hot air balloon or a blimp, and people are so fascinated with that. And then, so this year, I'm incorporating animatronics into an airships to where they have moving parts.
Do you have a gallery?
Yes, at home.
So, how do people get a hold of you? How do people learn more about what they could maybe commission from you?
Well, my Facebook page is Cortez Art. Okay. And they can look under photos and see my work. And then it's got my Instagram, which is Cortez_art, the number 2.
Okay.
And the thing is, I when I'm working on a window, painting on a window, or doing a chalk drawing on the sidewalk during the Thursday Thunders, people come up, talk to me and ask me, hey, do you have a card? And I'll give them a card. And a lot of times I don't even sign anything. It's just word of mouth.
Sure.
You know, I get a lot of good business like that. Generation.
Well, you do great work. We appreciate all you've done. In fact, I'm going to make a quick introduction with you with Dr. Chuck, because I have an idea. See, like, there's a sculpture right here. Do you see that? There's a sculpture right. Some people may not see it, but this is a metal sculpture of a guy that looks like he was a newspaper guy or something. And he's holding the business card, just kind of cool. But that's life.
Yes.
To me, that brings to life. Anyway, I think we should commission you to do something with Timothy Takedown. I'm going to talk to Dr. Chuck about this, and maybe create something for our young folks that think we can celebrate their journey in life of some of the hardships that they deal with. With life, that's kind of been tough on them. But I look at this guy standing here. He's an inanimate object, but he really comes to life to me every day when I come in, because I could, you can see the expression on his face. That's art. Mm-hmm. When you can bring it to life, that's art. So, and you do just that, man.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. So, I know you're really interested in this. I'm gonna have you look at it, because you're over here just you're looking. I'm gonna have you put it back for me. But well, Ricardo, thank you for coming in. We greatly appreciate it, man.
And, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a very, very much a pleasure for me. We love seeing you out there on the streets. You and your brother, you do great work. You're doing the Lord's work. Keep it up. Good Lord willing. Well, we'll see you on the streets. We'll probably see you here today. So, all right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, man. We'll talk to you soon. Mm-hmm. Ricardo Cortez, please check him out. Cortez Art on Facebook. Instagram is Cortez Art 2 on Instagram. Underscore. You got to underscore that. But believe me, it's worth the trip. And he's got a great gallery. And you will love his stuff. And very affordable. Make sure you check it out. Really good stuff. We have a couple of lamps at the chamber, and they're awesome. Come by and check it out. We'll show you what we've got. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back and talk to Dr. Chuck. It's going to be a very interesting 30 minutes. Stand by. It's Party Line on this Tuesday edition.